Please welcome him. Yay, David.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much. It's a blessing to be here and a blessing to have the red chili or the green chili. Hallelujah. Although we were at yesterday, Papa something. Yeah, it was, the green chili was hot. That was pretty good. Yeah, I can tell you, that was good. But before I start, I wanted to just address just some things. And I know we believe in faith, amen? I told y'all yesterday during the morning service for hearing the healing the incurable that I have to be like a pitcher that goes out there and throws a pitch. If it goes over the fence, I got to have a short memory. So if someone doesn't get healed and they pass, I have to have a short memory. I got to bring my A game every time I come up to the microphone. I have to be ready to move for God. Amen. We don't understand why some people don't get healed. We don't understand while our prayers go out and we don't see that loved one taken care of like we think they should have been. We may have seen progress and all of a sudden they're gone suddenly. I don't have enough time to teach you this lesson, but I promise you this. I'm gonna have a lesson coming out on my TV show. And we just started, praise God. Don't despise small beginnings, praise God. So I'll have that lesson posted in a few weeks. And you can watch the entire lesson of what happens with sudden loss. But what I want to encourage today, I want to move that grievance that we might have on our hearts of someone that may have passed, someone that may have that we have loved that has gone on to glory. Because you know what? The end result is glory. The end result is glory. We want to see God move in wondrous ways, and we miss him. Amen. I had a good friend named Diana. She supported me. Her and her husband supported me for many years. We built an orphanage in India. But you know, Diana's story started when she was a child. And I'm sorry if I get emotional telling you this. When she was a child born, they said she wouldn't live. They go ahead, they should abort. She lived. Her father's a pastor, her mother's a pastor, her family's church people. They know how to pray. She suffered from leukemia. She went on to be 7, 8 years old. They said she's not going to make it to 12. She said, Lord, I just want to get to junior high. She started praying. Lord, I just want to get to junior high. In junior high, they said, she's not going to make it to high school. She said, Lord, I want to fall in love. I don't want to go to heaven yet. I want to fall in love. She met my good friend Hector, her husband now. And he fell in love with her. He said, I want to marry her. Her father said, wait till she's 18 and come back when she's 18. They said she wouldn't make it to her 18th birthday. Praying, and she said, Lord, I want to get married. She got married. In her 20s, serving the Lord, preaching and praying with her husband, they said she wouldn't make it to 25. She said, God, I want to have children. 4 children later. But through this entire time, she pressed on. My Bible says our prayers are not in vain. The effective prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Came to the point where they said, Diana's not going to be 40. She said, I want to see my grandchildren. Oh my. She's seen 4 grandchildren. One day I got a call that Diana went home to be with Jesus. I prayed for her many times. I'd come from these crusades all over India, seeing the miracles. I'm going to testify today. And I didn't see my friend healed completely. But did she lose? No. Did we lose?
No.
She lived a life when the devil was trying to take her when she was a child, to when she was in junior high, to when she got married, to when she got grandchildren, and then grandchildren. She lived a life of faith.
Amen.
I want to encourage you today, you live a life of faith. My Bible says, it says this. It says in Romans 10, it says this. The scripture, or Hebrews 10, it says this. In the scriptures, my people shall never be ashamed. In Joel 2:6, it says, they shall have plenty, they shall worship me, they shall pray with me, and they shall never be ashamed. Don't ever feel ashamed. Don't ever feel like you didn't get what you were praying for. You believe in faith, and God gives in faith. Remember the story of King David. Remember his child that he had with Bathsheba. That God allowed this child to get sick. And without going into the whole story, his servants were watching him day by day, trying to pick him up to feed him because he wasn't eating. He was fasting. He was fading away. And then when they came in one time, they just stood. They didn't even interact with him. At that time, he knew the child was gone. He got up and he looked back at them and said, "My child is gone." And they go, "Yes." He went, washed himself, went to the temple and prayed, anointed himself with oil, went to the temple and prayed. And he said, "Bring me meat." And he ate. And they were amazed. They said, "Why? Why? When this kid was in ailing and you were fasting, you were in mourning." And he looked back at them. The child is gone. God has made his decision. He cannot come to me, but I can go to him. We live on. Amen. We live on. Recently, last year, Hector and I, of course, we interact back and forth still. It was hard for 2 years for him. He called in. I counseled him. I loved him. I recently did his wedding. He got remarried. He said, "David, I love Diana all my heart. The love of my life. But I don't want to be lonely. Is it wrong?" I go, "No, it's not wrong. Diana will always be special. And she's be my friend. I'll be your new wife's friend. I'll be that friend too. But there's going to be only one Diana. There's only one person in the world. One person in the world that we look to, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
In our hardest times, we trust him. In the times we have no answers, we trust him. In the times that we don't understand what's going on, we trust him. For my friends in California that have lost their friend, that I even went and prayed, got on a plane and flew over there and prayed. Progress was happening, but on Monday she went home. You take that and you say, "God, I have to be like King David. I have to wash my face, anoint myself, get into the house of God and start preaching again." We pray for the family of Nulu. Rika, we pray for y'all. We believe God's going to heal your family. And we're going to release the grievance right now.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we just release all the pain and suffering. Father, the answers we want, we're never going to get those, Lord. We just want you to fill our heart with joy. Father, you said sorrow shall last through the evening, but joy shall come in the morning. And we receive that for everyone in here that may have lost someone recently or in the past. Father, you know I know by firsthand because my father passed away when I was 1 year old. And I know your joy came back to me. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website,
you can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Gannon. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, now that was that. I had to get that off my spirit, not off my chest, but off my spirit. God was telling me that. Did it help anyone in here? Did y'all get blessed with that? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. We're going to pray for the healing service right now. We're going to believe God to do miracles. It's a blessing to do this kind of work. I tell everybody that I love being about my Father's business. I have an office building that I rent a space in over there in Houston, outside of Houston, for my studio. And I'm always going to pay my rent, right? I'm always paying my rent. So the receptionist always receives my rent. And I come in and she goes, "Where have you been this time?" Because they don't even see me. I'm in my office maybe three times a month. But I pay the $550, whatever, just to keep my office, the studio, because I believe in faith. I'm going to have my own building. I believe in faith things are going to be bigger. I believe in faith for bigger things. And I tell her, "I've been here, I've been there." She goes, "You have an amazing life." You know what I tell her? I have an amazing God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, that the hearts have come in, Father, ready to receive. And Father, we believe right now that miracles shall abound, that you should have anointing on us, Lord. And the angels that are here right now, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit that is here right now, is going to minister to these saints right now, Father. You say in your word that angels are sent to and from, ministering unto the saints. We're going to believe that right now, God. Father, I pray that the words that I preach, Father, are mixed with faith. That they will produce something for their life, something for their family, something for them, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that you just move in a mighty way. Amen. Amen. Oh, man, it's been a blessing talking to you yesterday about expectation miracles, talking on you on Friday about compassion miracles. But now we get to one of my favorites, probably my favorite one to preach about, and that is creative miracles. Because we got a creative God. We got a creative God. Amen. We have a God that knows how to do amazing things when we need it. There's no deadline that he can't meet. There's no desire that he can't fill. God is a good God and knows how to give good gifts unto his children. God is a good God. Amen. He's a good God. He knows how to bless. And it's been a blessing to travel and see miracles in South Africa, miracles in Kenya, miracles in India, miracles in Los Angeles, miracles all over Texas and Tennessee, miracles in Florida. It's been a blessing to travel to Mexico and just got back from Peru to see amazing miracles. A brain damaged girl sitting over here, my sister sitting. When I did the altar call, there was an amazing anointing. I said, don't let anything hold you back from coming to Jesus. And that girl that they said couldn't walk, walked to the stage and gave her heart to Jesus. She was grabbing onto people, holding people until she could get her balance. And I gave the pastor the mic and he walked her through the rest. See, I don't have to have the attention. Praise God. I don't have to have the mic all the time. He kept getting testimonies and gathering them, and I kept praying. I just kept praying because that was what I was there for. He knows the language. I know taco, burrito, and enchilada. Amen. Yeah, and was it verde and rojo? Chili. Learn that. Anyway, I'm telling you, it's amazing to see someone come to Jesus. It's amazing to see someone just come to Jesus. But come to Jesus and receive your miracle on the way? Come on. That's even crazier. That's even crazier. Hey, y'all, tell me where I need to stand, because I kind of move around a lot. So let me know, because I'm always getting the camera people frustrated. But let me know. But God is good. But let me tell you about creative miracles, what creative miracles are. Creative miracles are putting whatever you need in faith behind something and believing it. It's saying, I believe this is going to happen, and this is how it's going to happen. Taking what's around you and putting faith on it. Let's all read Acts 19. Y'all know this story. Let me get some water. Y'all making me work already. We all know the story of Paul and the apron. Amen. What I want to tell you is that I've seen this happen in other things besides aprons. Haven't we all? Something. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. This is Acts 19, 11, and 12. So that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. And the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. I like to say that the Apostle Paul was the original TV evangelist. Come on, if you think about it. He took the same anointing that's in this service and put it in houses, jobs, street places, wherever. If there was television and internet, would go. What we do now on TV and internet and our mobile devices, Paul was doing with handkerchiefs. Paul was doing with handkerchiefs. Paul was doing with handkerchiefs. You know, when I did the Sid Roth episode, if you haven't seen it, you go to my website or Sid's website. That episode was recorded in November of 2015. Because of some crazy things, and I'll tell you afterward, I won't do it on the camera, I'll tell you what happened and stuff. They had to wait and edit and edit and edit. They chopped it down, moved it around, because the devil was attacking the whole time. Do you know that it didn't air till August 16th? While the people that were on the same program with me or the same recording date with me, they all aired the next month. So for 6-7 months, I'm like, where's my show? Did I get canceled? Lord, don't let it get canceled. There's anointing in that show. Come on. There's power in that show. Do you know a lady came to my healing service in Humble, Texas? She's seen the episode in August when it first aired. I called for people with backs, reached for the screen. She reached for the screen 9 months later, and God healed her back. Whatever you put faith on, God will use. Whatever you believe in and you put out in faith, God will change people. It's called a creative miracle because you're taking something like this. You're putting faith on it, not just sweat, but you're putting faith on it. And I promise no boogers. I sent some to my friend. I said, I'll put a little, no boogers. I promise. We have tissues for that. But I tell you, I always scope out where the tissues. Anyway, you put faith behind it. But you know what? A lot of things you don't realize. It was activated when they ripped them. The act of faith, ripping them. The act of faith, ripping that handkerchief or cutting that handkerchief, put faith behind it when they sent it out there.
Hi, this is David Yannis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Do you know that was a creative miracle? Paul took what was available, saying, hey, and I understand, Paul, being pulled to the left, being pulled to the right. Come to my church. Come over here. Come preach to these people. I can't be everywhere when I go on a mission trip. And I can't imagine the anointing that Paul had and everybody wanting to be everywhere. He goes, I can't be there, but I can send the anointing. You can't be there, but you can send the anointing. I preached this sermon in South Africa, in Pietermaritzburg. I left to the airport, and my friend texted me. We missed one person. My friend they have problems with his legs. They're going to have to cut off his legs. And I go, where at? She goes, from the calves. I'm like, okay, well, I'm praying. And so, you know, you got that time where you're on the plane. You don't get any communication. Do you know what she did? She prayed. My friend Nicole prayed. And said, what would David Yannis do? No, just say, what would Jesus do? Not me. Leave me out of the equation. I am crazy, but I know Jesus is probably crazier for sure. But he was radical in faith, amen? So she went over there. She got some socks because the family was, I think, Hindu or Muslim. They wouldn't let her come and pray. She sent socks. Well, then she got the tissue that you would put in a gift, and she prayed over the tissue and the socks. And she told her brother, make sure he wears the socks and put the tissue in them. Do you know that man, young man did not lose his legs? Amen. That man was healed within a week. God healed his legs. Do you know that's what creative miracles do? It inspires you to use whatever's around you to do something for God. It inspires you to stand up and put faith behind something, willing to fall on your face. Willing to say, oh, what are you doing? Are you crazy? That's the faith that God wants us to have. That's the faith. We look at it through the whole Testament. You know, go throw a stick in the water, and the water's pure. Pray over the water, and the axe would come up from the ground. Lay on a child, and life will come back. It wasn't CPR. It wasn't invented back then, but God said he blew the breath of life. Come on. So many creative miracles, but, you know, Jesus himself was one of his first miracles recorded in the Bible, was a creative miracle. You know, his mom kept bugging him, the wedding. Come on, you got to help. Yes. Son, you got to help. And he kept saying, Mom, not my time. It's not my time. There's a time and a season that you're anointing and the veil comes off. But God will use you in between. Don't ever get discouraged because you're not seeing the big things that you want. I've been there. I've been there. Don't ever say, you always be confident in your gift. That's why the word says stir it up. Stir it up. Know it's there. Know you have a gift and use it. But there's a season when God releases you to start working like Jesus. Jesus had a season. He had a season. So don't be discouraged when you see everybody going here. I guarantee you, things are going to be okay. You're going to be exactly where you need to be, where God needs you to be. He built you for a purpose, and he built you for a time and a season. Right now is my season, and I'm walking in it. Amen. But Jesus is, like I like to say this as well, was the original mama boy. Come on. Jesus was a mama's boy because he gave in. And men have been given in ever since to their mamas. You can't say no to mama. Men, you can't say no to mama. Can you say no to mama? You can never say no to mama. Never. So what did he do? There's a lot of mama boys in here. He got the basins. He told them, get the basins, the jugs. Bring the water. Pour them in. And then pour it out to the guests. A creative miracle. And I love God's miracles. I love God's miracles because you know what? And I've been there too, and I've seen this happen. It was the best. It was the best. Even the one that was running this whole wedding came up and said, this is the best wine. This is the best. Because when God does something, he does his best. When God healed my knee, I had to keep going, which one was it? I know it was this one, but I'm like, okay, did it really happen? How did this happen? God healed it so good, I couldn't even remember which one had pain. I've had so many people like move their leg and they move their other leg. I go, no, it was the right one. Are you sure? I go, yeah, that's the one we prayed for. It's like, they don't even know because God's miracles are amazing.
I want you to get my latest book, Igniter of Faith. I tell you what, it will challenge your faith. It'll make your faith soar. When you hear the stories, the testimonies, but most of all, it'll fill you with the Word of God, which is required to get your miracle. If you're not in the Word of God, if you're not around people of believers that know that God does miracles even today, then your miracle may not come to you. But if you're around people that are excited about God, that know the Word of God, and you're constantly having it in front of you, I guarantee you, you're so close to that miracle. Igniter of Faith will help ignite your faith to finally get the miracle that you've been looking for.